Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God answers prayer. Am I right? God answers prayer. I'm a living witness to the fact that God answers prayer. Is there any other living witness here? You have offered a prayer. You presented a prayer point unto the Lord, and the answer came exactly as you asked him. What you told him to do, he did it exactly. Anybody like that here? So many of us, let me see, wave it confidently. So many of us, he did it exactly as you said he should do it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So it means we know of a truth that the prayer points that we have penned down, that God will answer it. Am I right? You know, for some time now, we've been speaking on the prayer bank. The prayer bank. Now, when you understand that God answers prayer, you will present those prayers to him confidently. You will present those prayers to him confidently. I have seen God operate in an extraordinary dimension. I have seen God answer prayer just like most of us have seen it. And there are too many benefits. You know, somebody might be saying, but we just finished praying during the December camp program. We just finished praying now, so why are we still supposed to continue praying? Of course, we know the Bible says we should pray without ceasing. And like we know, concerning the prayer bank, when you present your matter to God, you are depositing statements that you will still go to withdraw from that account, from your prayer account. And you know, there is something about when you deposit your prayers in an account that you can see withdraw again. There are benefits attached to it. Number one, first, there is something that happens when you catch it. It has to do first with you understanding. That is why I asked that question. Do you believe that God answers prayer? You know, some people just, they've not really caught the fact. They've not really come to the realization that God truly answers prayer. And there is a statement I made one time. Hope you know that God's silence is an answer to prayer. Listen to me, child of God. God's silence, when you present a matter to him, and it seems as if he is silent, the silence of God is an answer to prayers. Do you understand? The truth is, there are times you will present something to him. Okay, I have a case of a sister that was desperately in need of a serious breakthrough from God. Very zealous sister. Very zealous. Serving God in all sincerity, in spirit and in truth, in holiness. And calamity everywhere, all around her. She was somebody that is being mocked. She was mocked and despised. You know, even her own siblings had to tell her that enough of this nonsense that you are doing. Just do as others are doing so that you will get what you want. You know, it looked as if God wasn't answering her at all. It was a painful moment. It was a very painful moment for her. She had to start asking God questions in tears. What I'm telling you is something that happened. I know her one-on-one. And it got to a time when it became so serious, God made her to understand that God has answered her prayer. But the funny thing is, God is saying, I have answered you. But it seems as if God was silent. Because he said, I have answered you and nothing was happening. You know what I've come to do tonight? I've come to release faith into the heart of someone. When the Bible was making this statement in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, when he said that, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. I love this scripture that if I have a million opportunity to quote it, I will quote it. Listen to me. Praise the Lord. Is somebody listening? Because I have come to the realization that there is nothing God cannot do. I say nothing. When you see that scripture that said, for with God all things are possible. When I heard that scripture that with God all things are possible, I suddenly realized that there are only two people that can do all things. There are two people that can receive possibility on earth. And those two people are God and he that believes. Did you hear me? There are two people that can do almost anything that they desire to do. And those two people are God and he that believes. That believes in that God that can do all things. That God whom the Bible said he called those things that be not as if they were. And called those things that be not as if they were. That is the God you have come. When it comes to faith, it is a topic I love preaching because I have experienced him. And I believe that is what that songwriter saw, that the songwriter began to sing when he said, God, any rivers you think are uncrossable? God, any mountain you cannot turn through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power do. Hallelujah. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable?
None.
God, any mountain you can't undo? God specializes in things not impossible. You have to come to that realization first. And when you believe him in that dimension, you will look foolish in the eyes of men. Do you understand? Your mindset has to be rearranged to believe an invisible God that does supernatural things. And when you are able to break into that dimension, you will look to the natural man foolish. But the Bible said that God uses those foolish things to confound the wise. You have to break into that dimension first. When you break into that dimension, there is nothing you cannot achieve. Why? Let us see that Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. He said, but without faith, he said, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You must believe that he is and is a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. And for you to seek him diligently, it is an understanding that you will catch up whom he is, that will break you into the dimension of his reality. When you are able to break into that dimension, you will believe all things. And it is while you are operating there that you can pray. And even when it seems as if he's not answering, you will know that he has heard you. You know, I was saying something. I said that sister in question I was talking about. Because while I was saying so many things, I was still trying to pick some other things. When God told her, I have heard you, and there was nothing happening, she felt maybe God, what's happening? But you said you have heard me. But yet, it seems as if I'm not receiving anything. And why she got so disturbed? At times, God is not obligated to explain anything to you. He expects you to follow him a step after another. Each step you take opens another realm of whom he is to you. Each step you take following him breaks you forth into another reality of whom he is. It creates a relationship that keeps you climbing, that the more you climb, the more it will be difficult for anything around you to break you away from him. It was that dimension, because Apostle Paul was following him in that dimension. That is why he got so focused, understanding whom he is, that he could stand and shall say, what can separate me from the love of Christ? When you, okay, let me come there. Now see, there's something I just want you to catch. When I said the silence of God is an answer to prayers. When this sister got so worried, God had to make her have a little peace. God had to come and then speak to her and tell her that what you are asking for, I have released it already. But if I allow it to manifest around you now, he said you will never enjoy it in peace. So the sister was wondering, why is God saying this? And God began to make her to see that there are people he, God, wants to deal with first. When he is done dealing with them, then he will release that which he, God, has already given her physically, so that she can enjoy it without any interference. Some of them, he had to give them their own heavy load to carry. While they were carrying their own heavy load, they forgot about her when the blessing came. Because the person I'm talking of now is seriously blessed, and she's enjoying her blessings in peace. Because some of those people that God spotted to her began to carry loads that made them to forget her and her family. The blessing came at its own appropriate time, according to God's timing. When you pray, it is deposited. When the time for it comes, it will be withdrawn and given to you. Hallelujah. So now, one of the benefits, or one of the things you achieve when you deposit your prayers in God's prayer bank, is that it builds faith in you. Remember, I said something. When you catch what it means for, when you catch whom God is, and you catch that he, there is nothing he cannot do, now you will deposit confidently. And when you deposit it confidently, because you know you will withdraw it. When you, okay, look at it physically. When we say the prayer bank, natural bank. When you go to the bank and you deposit your money in the bank, when you deposit your money in the bank, if there is any negative thing happening around you, or maybe there is need for you to buy something and you don't have the cash, you will not be disturbed by that thing, because you know that there is cash somewhere. It doesn't bother you at all, because you know you will confidently go to the bank to withdraw money that will take care of that problem. Do you understand? So also, when you deposit your prayer into your prayer bank and there are issues around you, now when you know truly that that prayer point was deposited and was not lost, those things happening around you will not bother you. Because you know that there is something that will take care of that thing. It is only a matter of time for you to walk to where that prayer point was deposited, and it will be released to you, and that problem will be solved. So one of the things it does is it builds faith in you when you catch it, and then it removes anxiety. Then you will now understand why the Lord Jesus Christ said, he said, be anxious for nothing. You will now catch why he said you should be anxious for nothing. Because the thing that will make you to be anxious for nothing, the provision for it has been made. That is why at one time he looked at the disciples and he told them that be of good cheer. He said, for I have overcome the world. He said, my peace I give unto you. He said, be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world. It creates peace around you. Peace around you. When you catch this. And when you begin to understand, when the Bible was making a statement in Matthew chapter 7, right? That should be Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. If I'm not mistaken. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Verse 7. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. He said, seek and ye shall find. Ask. When you pray, you are asking, right? But what did he say? And it shall be given unto you. Now, what makes you know it will be given unto you? He said, ask. Pray. Present your request to he that has the ability to give you. He said, and it shall. Future. It shall. Why? Because when you ask, you deposit. And when he say it shall, it means certainly you will receive answer to that prayer. Seek. You can only seek what you are sure is there. Ask. When you ask, you deposit. When you deposit, it is when you ask that you can seek. If you don't ask, you cannot seek. It looks simple, but there are spiritual languages. It is a spiritual language. It says, ask, deposit. When you are asking, you are actually depositing. When you deposit, say, it shall be given unto you. Because when you ask, there will be answer to that prayer. You've deposited it. It will be given. It says, seek and you shall find. In time of problem and trouble, when you seek, if you don't ask, you cannot seek. It is only he that asks that shall receive, that can seek. And the Bible says, when you seek, what will happen? Say, you will find. The only thing that will make you seek is because there is faith around you that knows that something has been deposited. And the evidence that you have faith that there is something that was deposited that you will receive is that you will knock. Persistence. That is the evidence. I don't know somebody if you catch what I'm trying to say. See, when you ask, you deposit. It is only he that asks that can go to seek, because you know that there is something there. And when you seek, you are seeking for something that is there. It is he that has the faith, the understanding, the revelation that what he asked has been deposited, that he is seeking for. And it is when you seek, the evidence that you are seeking, you believe what you are seeking for, is that you will knock, you will be persistent. And when you knock, what will happen? The door will be open. It is the word of God. And when it is open, something will happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is nothing he cannot do. And tonight, somebody, you will present your request unto the Most High, and there will be answer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said there will be answer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are so many physical examples, but there will be no need going to read it. If we go to 2 Kings chapter 20, just write it down. It's a story we all know. The story of King Hezekiah. Even in chapter 19, you will see where Hezekiah cried unto the Lord when Israel was besieged by the enemy and God answered him. Examples of people that deposited, they presented their request and there was answer. But in verse 20, we see an account of where even God himself told him to prepare, he will soon die. But he cried unto the Lord, because somebody will cry unto him today. God even reversed his own statement. Hallelujah. There's also another story of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Where Hannah understood. Hannah kept depositing, kept speaking unto the Lord, kept desiring that the Lord will open her womb. It seemed as if God wasn't listening, but there was an appointed time. Listen to me, child of God. There is an appointed time. Praise the Lord. There is an appointed time. Tell the person by your side, say, there is an appointed time. Hannah kept asking. It seemed as if nothing was happening. But God was looking at a time when he will raise a prophet in Israel. If Hannah has stopped, God would have looked for another person. But she persisted. She continued. And when it was time for God to release that which he has already foreknown, because there was someone that kept depositing and refused to stop depositing, God decided to pass through that person to bring forth that which he, God, has prepared ahead of time. That time you are feeling as if you are too tired, you have prayed too much, might be the last stroke that will break that rock into pieces. Don't withdraw. Don't. Hallelujah. Even if you have been held bound and it seems as if you are nothing around you, everything is completely blocked, completely. Peter was held bound. Peter, Apostle Peter, was held bound. And there was persistent deposit into an heavenly account. And as they continued, there was a release, and God went forth and released Peter from the shackles and the yokes of the enemy, from every bondage. Persistence. Hallelujah. May the name of the Lord be praised. That is being broken away from yokes. A lot of people don't see that little statement that was made by that thief on the cross as relevant. But hope you know that thief on the cross deposited something into his own bank account at the dying minute. When he deposited it, he received eternal life. Hallelujah. And somebody tonight, you will deposit and there will be answer in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you will deposit and there shall be answer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell somebody by your side, are you ready to deposit your request in your prayer account? Look at that person by your side again. Tell that person, receive answer to your prayer.